A single AI data center can pull enough electricity to power 100,000 homes. Someone has to pay for those grid upgrades, and utility companies are already passing that bill directly to you. The digital revolution is crashing into the physical world. Land, power, metal. The scramble is on, and it is going to rewrite your org chart. This is the Throughline Brief for May 17th. I went through every big AI and tech podcast this week to save you the hours. Here is what actually mattered. I am West, and we have a lot of ground to cover today. Picture your company org chart flipped completely upside down. The algorithm makes the strategic calls. People feed it context and carry out the physical plan. On My First Million, Sean Puri said AI is fast becoming the company brain. The ultimate endpoint is humans who actually work for the AI. Think about that. Operators are already aiming that brain at their own people. Alexander Taubman is the CEO of Long Lake Capital. He went on No Priors to talk about his $6.3 billion acquisition of American Express Global Business Travel. He called it the world's first AI take private. The strategy keeps every human job. It boosts those travel counselors with AI superpowers. They get sharper. The output goes up. Engineers are getting the exact same edge. On How I AI, Ryan Nystrom from Notion talked about dropping code-first work entirely. They are moving to plain English spec docs. AI agents turn those docs into working code. It pulls software engineers off the plumbing code. It points them directly at the part only humans do well, which is system architecture and design calls. Notion even built an internal hot potato agent. It synthesizes team activity across Slack and pull requests to cut stand-up prep to absolute zero. Meetings become high-value problem solving. Here's why that matters to you as an operator. You need to identify the plumbing in your own company and hand it to the machine. Your people need to be doing the architecture. The software boom is hitting a massive physical wall. On Lenny's podcast, hardware leader Caitlin Kalinowski warned about a meteor called memory prices. It is coming straight for consumer hardware and physical AI. We are in trouble as an industry. Models lack the spatial reasoning to design their way out of this today. Kalinowski says current systems fail to understand friction or weight or physical contact. That forces the build into the real world, and the real world has strict borders. The geopolitical scramble is officially here. Jacob Hellberg went on No Priors to lay out Pax Silica. It is a 14-country economic security coalition standing up an alternative AI supply chain. We are talking about a 4,000-acre forward-deployed industrial base in the Philippines just to make the inputs for robotics. Then you have the domestic footprint. On TBPN, John Coogan pointed out that utility companies are making taxpayers foot the bill for data center grid upgrades. Sean Puri brought up the massive NIMBY wall stalling construction everywhere. His fix is aesthetic data centers. You pay a small design premium to turn a multi-billion dollar facility into something a town actually wants nearby. Coogan even predicts the wet bar is finished. By 2026, home GPU clusters will be the ultimate status symbol. The physical build-out is the next gold rush. Founders need to secure their hardware supply chain right now before the memory prices actually hit. We are hitting the absolute limit of what software alone can do. Caitlin Kalinowski laid this out perfectly on Lenny's podcast when discussing the brutal bottleneck in hardware development. She said the acceleration is going so vertical that what you can do behind a keyboard with AI is going to saturate. That is a massive warning sign for this entire industry. The era of purely software-driven progress is capping out. The next massive leaps require moving physical atoms and securing real-world materials. If you are building right now, you need a physical strategy. Pure software margins will evaporate when the hardware supply chain completely locks up. The structure of modern business is fundamentally shifting underneath us. Sean Puri captured this unsettling reality on My First Million while talking about autonomous agents doing human work. He said the AI is the brain and the human is the hands. That flips centuries of management theory completely upside down. We are used to humans making the decisions and using tools to execute them. Now the tool makes the decision. The human just clears the physical roadblocks. If you manage a team right now, you need to prepare for this total inversion. Basic execution is obsolete. Your highest use comes from feeding the brain the precise context it needs.
Surviving a brutal market takes more than just a good product. On 20VC with Harry Stebbings, Shiv Rao explained how Abridge survived a five-year wilderness period before hitting a $5.3 billion valuation. He said, "You know when you just sort of have chemistry with a person, you just know you are going to find a way to work together." He is talking about founder-partner fit. It is a deep, almost romantic pursuit of intellectual chemistry with your investors. The teams that stay standing are the ones that win. You need backers who actually get your vision on a cellular level, because that chemistry keeps you alive.
The AI infrastructure bill is officially coming due, and you are going to pay it. It is fundamentally reshaping the work we do every day. It is powering a frantic global scramble for physical resources and totally new organizational structures. The founders who adapt to the physical limits and build the right human systems will own the next decade. That is your through line. See you next Sunday.